Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor, the Daily Gazette. Miles, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Major expansion for a company in our region, Regeneron. They're to spend $800 million and add 1,500 jobs in East Greenbush. Give us the details.
This was a big announcement yesterday by the governor's office, came in the afternoon, and these are some of the best jobs in the region that draws from all around the greater capital region. They already have 2,000 employees out at the plant that they have in East Greenbush, this pharmaceutical biotech plant. And under this plan, they're going to add another 1,500 jobs over the next 7 years. So this will be a mix of, you know, lab jobs, manufacturing, warehouse, et cetera. Of course, these kind of announcements always come with some sweetener. And the governor's office announced that they will be giving Regeneron up to $140 million from the state. And that will include about $70 million in what are called the Excelsior Job Program tax credits. These are tax credits that are contingent upon these job creation numbers. So they'll have to get to that 1,500 job number to be able to qualify for the full $70 million. They've had a good track record, this company. We've been watching them for 30 years. And, you know, when they started out back in the early 90s and went public, they had at the time was pretty big, but now it looks pretty modest. It was about $190 million raising with the IPO. And now their market capitalization is somewhere in the range of $42 to $43 billion. So these pharma companies are huge and powerful. This company is pursuing all kinds of new medicines. And most interesting to us, just this year, they announced a public-private a program with the state where they're looking into tick-borne diseases, specifically Lyme disease. So they're trying to develop medicines that would help and technologies that would help with detection and treatment of Lyme disease and other kind of tick-borne illnesses. So there's a lot of promise there. So we'll be watching the seven-year project as they go through and hire up. But as I said, we've talked to employees for Regeneron all around the region. You know, Saratoga County, Montgomery County, down in the Hudson Valley, people drive from long distances for these good jobs.
From that to the Spa City Schools, which may rearm grounds monitors. Explain, sir.
Sure. You know, right now there's a big heightened awareness with school safety after the rash of school shootings earlier this year, and a number of districts are trying to grapple with this issue. So the latest is that it became public knowledge just this week that the city school district for about 30 years has had a number of former Saratoga Springs police officers who work in security and various campus safety, traffic control, et cetera. It became public that they had been carrying guns with them up until this past spring. And they determined that they were doing that in violation of state law. So they asked them not to bring their guns anymore. Now the school board is looking at the issue saying, should we authorize all of these campus security officers to carry guns on campus? At any given time, there's anywhere 10, 20 officers around the campus in the morning arrivals and departures, et cetera. So last night, the school board grappled with this issue. Ultimately, they were kind of split on the issue. About half of the board members saying, let's make this formal. Let's let them get their guns back. They're former officers. We know who they are. They're competent, highly trained. But at least half the school board members have a lot of reservations saying, you know, we don't like the thought of becoming the first district in the region that would authorize employees to carry guns. At least a few members said they're concerned about issues with implicit bias potentially toward minority students on the part of these officers with the guns. And one school board member who asked to hold off on a decision, she just said, and do we really need 9 people armed on the campus every day? There was a big concern there. So they're holding off on it. And in the meantime, they're going to let wait on a decision until they have a new school board president to actually vote on it. But as I said, this is part of an ongoing struggle, I think, that districts have to figure out how they're going to handle this campus security. For the last 10, 20 years, most of the schools around here dropped having a resource officer even on campus or anywhere in the schools. Saratoga didn't, but now a lot of other districts are thinking about finding ways to bolster their security. So Saratoga, it appears that they'll be on the front end of this, and we'll watch to see what other districts do.
Of course, schools all around our region are dealing with this very issue. We've been speaking with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, head to dailygazette.com or listen for more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, David.
Cool, man.